Today on At Home with Champ Bailey, Champ makes breakfast. Life is sweeter when you have it all. Get Comcast Digital Cable and faster, better high-speed internet, and HBO's included.
I think I can. You know, I went back and I proved that, you know, hopefully that I can carry the ball 20 to 22 times a game and still last. I think I get stronger as the game goes on, get a better feel as the game gets on. But that's not my decision to make. I mean, that's going to be up to the coaches, you know, what they think and, you know, how they use me.
I feel like I'm ready to do it. I mean, whatever team picks me up and whatever the role they want me to play, I'm going to do it because I feel like I'm coming in with a chip on my shoulder. Everything that I've done in the past, it's kind of like it's erased. It's almost like it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, I'm starting over. I got to make a new name for myself. So whatever role I get, I'm gonna take it and do it to the fullest, and then hopefully my roles will expand from there.
No, I was talking to John Lynch. You know, we're kind of joking around about it. He was in the same kind of situation, you know, as a safety. And, you know, we're often compared to, you know, the other guys, the other, I guess, quote-unquote, white guys that played our position. So, you know, I get compared to Riggins, to Allstott, to stuff like that. But, you know, I'm colorblind. You know, I'm a running back, and I'd compare myself to the likes of running styles of Eddie George or Corey Dillon, those type of guys.
It's hard to say. You know, there's a lot of good running backs in entering the draft this year. You know, we all have different running styles. You know, you can't really, you know, pinpoint one of the best. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's hard to say. You know what I mean? All of us went to different schools, and we all run the same. So,
what do you think you do better than some of the other guys?
You know, we all have our strong points, you know, maybe, you know, mine's probably pass blocking or something like that, you know, but, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to really compare myself against them.
Pretty much what we did at Clemson, ran inside, did a lot of zone blocking inside. We did a lot of power downhill running. And I think, you know, by me doing that, hopefully I showed, you know, a lot of people that I can also be an inside runner as well as a good outside runner.
I'd have to say my vision and, you know, being able to get north and south good, you know what I mean? Sitting there, a finesse runner, you know what I mean? But I can, you know, get the ball downfield and I can break for good yards.
I think you'll have to adjust it a little bit, but I think I'll stick to, you know, what got me. I played with, over my last, you know, 3 years, I played with quite a few guys that are in the NFL and doing well. And, you know, yes, everybody's bigger, everybody's stronger, everybody's faster. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to have to learn to dodge some hits, not take them all the time or give them all the time. But I still think, you know, the physicality of breaking arm tackles, I'm not going to, you know, try to go head up with everybody all the time, give them a little wiggle and get through an arm tackle. But, I think you're going to learn definitely to, you know, dodge some hits at times.
I believe I have great vision. I mean, our offense at Cal, it was a lot of reading. And so just going through my reads and pressing my spots and everything like that just really helped me as a player. And then the speed came after, just running away from everybody. But getting to the places where I needed to be was all about using my vision.